All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of She's Leveling Up. I am your host, Simone Lovell. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about motivation. Hold on to your seats. Motivation is not real. Okay, maybe it is real, but it isn't the answer. Motivation is the reason why New Year's resolutions fail. It's the reason why you never finish writing that book. It's the reason why you still haven't painted that back room. Wait, what? Isn't motivation what I need to get all those things done? No, listen up. Motivation can assist you, but it isn't the answer. Let's think of your morning coffee. It wakes you up, gets you moving, right? It helps start the day. It's amazing. But if all you had was coffee all day, no food, no sustenance, what would happen? Eventually, you would burn out completely because coffee doesn't provide us with real energy. It doesn't give us the stuff our body needs to thrive, like vitamins and minerals and carbohydrates, fats and proteins. It gives us a temporary boost to get us going. And then we use food to give us that sustained energy we need to complete our tasks. Motivation is like our morning coffee. It can be used to get us started or give us a boost, but we can't rely on it for sustained energy. We can't rely on it for that energy that helps us see things through to the end. And that's because motivation lags. Some days it's way up, but other days it's just not there at all. Some days we have zero motivation to get task X done. And I know you feel me on this because we've all experienced this when it comes to motivation. It's like that roller coaster. It's up, it's down, it's all over the place. Now, Newton's first law of motion states that a body at rest stays at rest, and a body in motion stays in motion unless an external force acts upon them. So if you flick a pebble in outer space, it will keep going forever and ever after that initial flick unless it runs into something. Unfortunately, that's not how humans work. We need more than that initial flick of motivation to keep us going. So, if motivation is all we're relying on, as soon as it starts to fade, there goes all our hard work. Now, knowing this, we can use motivation properly. Just like we do with coffee, rather than presuming that we need to always be motivated to get things done, we can treat motivation as that thing that gets us fired up and starts our process, or that thing that gives us a bit of a boost once in a while. That is the ideal application of motivation. And because we're only using it in short bursts, we don't have to worry about the days it's not there. But then we need to find the thing that sustains that process. We need to figure out what to do to keep the work moving forward without motivation. The thing that keeps us going even when our motivation starts to lag. We need to find the food that fuels our body when the coffee runs out. And that food, my friends, is habit. The easiest way to sustain our willpower is through building habits. For a New Year's resolution, for example, we can use motivation to get started, and using our motivation, we start to set up habits. And when I say habits, I mean actions or activities that we just do, usually without even thinking, like brushing your teeth. You rarely have to consciously motivate yourself to do that. It's something you just do. It's part of your life, part of your daily routine, and that can happen with anything. Now, for example, when I started doing transcendental meditation, one of the things they really encourage you to do is practice TM every day for 2 months. By doing this, we develop the habit, the pattern, and it becomes ingrained in our daily routine. Now, for me, meditation is just something I do. Every morning, I just meditate. It's barely even a conscious action now. So if we can make our actions automatic, almost unconscious, it becomes much, much harder to fall out of that habit. And that's how we succeed. It was Stephen King who made the suggestion that if you want to be a writer, you need to write every day. It doesn't matter if what you write is good or bad. It doesn't matter if it's a screenplay, a novel, a short story, or a paragraph. Just write, write every day. And I think he suggests this because what comes of it is writing becomes a habit. It's just something you do every single day, no matter what. And then motivation is no longer an issue. So if we can use motivation to get us started on a task and to help us solidify these habits early on, we are far less likely to need motivation to achieve our goals. The acts we need to take, we just do, almost by default. We're not taking motivation out of the equation. We're just using it appropriately. We're leaning into its strengths, which are to get us fired up enough to start laying the foundation for new habits. And once our habits are there, we're far less likely to break them. Now, this doesn't mean you'll be as prolific a writer as Stephen King, but it does make you more likely to finish the first novel or stick to that workout regime or whatever goal you've set out for yourself. So don't rely on motivation to achieve your goals. Know that motivation is incredibly hard to sustain for long periods of time. And then with that knowledge, act appropriately and use motivation to get your habits in place. All right, you guys, I hope that you found this a little bit helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to rate this podcast and follow so you never miss an episode of She's Leveling Up. I'm your host, Simone Lovell. Now let's get out there and build some solid habits. Today's show is brought to you by Simone Lovell's Total Body Transformation. TBT is a step-by-step program to help you achieve the body and life you deserve. Our clients see huge improvements in mood, energy, hormones, cholesterol, blood sugar, libido, and more, all through a simple yet effective nutrition and exercise program. We don't do calorie restricting or liquid fast. We give you the tools you need to build a foundation of proper nutrition, healthy habits, and a positive mindset to get you healthy for life. For more information, check out SimoneLevel.com. Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.